Presidential visits are not random choices. And President Joe Biden stopped by the Union Hall, the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 324, to be specific, was no exception.
Hello, Michigan. It's good to be back. It really is.
The Biden speech was heavy on policy. He wants to spend several trillion dollars on roads and bridges, job training, early childhood development, clean energy, and the list goes on. He said other nations, China among them, are leading the U.S. in critical areas.
We're at an inflection point. Anywhere from 40 to 80 years in America, there's an inflection point. We have to choose what direction we're going to go, what we're going to do, not Democrat, Republican, but who we're going
to
be.
Which is what brought the president to Howell. Howell is in the heart of Republican-red Livingston County, which then-President Donald Trump took last year with 60% of the votes. That's compared to Biden's 38% in the county. But that did not stop Biden from winning the state of Michigan, with 50.6% of the vote, a decisive but narrow victory. Howell and places like it are where Biden has to sell his plan.
Folks, here in Michigan, you all know the cost of extreme weather. All I remember the flooding this summer that shut down parts of I-96, the power outages and the tornado warnings. They're costing your state billions of dollars.
But it's really not possible to disentangle policy from politics, especially with the Democrats holding a slim 8-vote U.S. House majority. The congressional district here is represented by Democrat Alyssa Slotkin, who's won two elections with just a fraction more than 50% of the vote. She's one of Congress's centrist Democrats who will have to be reeled in by Biden if his plan is to pass. Slotkin says she's on board with infrastructure spending, but needs to hear more about the rest.
You know, everybody wants to know that we're investing in our country, but everyone wants to know it's not going to be on the backs of working people. And I think, you know, we're just at a moment in time where people are like, actions speak louder than words. They want to hear it, but they want to see the fine print. And I'm with them.
Slotkin says she's adamant that the spending is focused on education, energy, and jobs plans and not parsed out in ways that won't be transformational. Livingston County Republican Chair Megan Reckling says to her, Biden's Build Back Better plan is just too much spending.
And it's still a lot of money. $3.5 trillion is still a lot of money.
Reckling was among the Biden protesters who lined the street on the president's route.
My kids, my grandkids are going to still have to pay off that debt. And it is going to impact everyday Americans, contrary to what the president says.
Demonstrators waved Trump signs and banners. Some cursed as the motorcade passed. One person waved a chainsaw. Biden's supporters also showed up. There was a lot of shouting, a lot of cursing from both sides. Biden said his plan would create, quote, a rising America. He defended it in a town that represents a divided America. I'm Rick Pluta in Howell.